Y'all, I'm so excited about this message now. I'm going to tell you, I don't know, and I'm not condemning nobody, but I thought people be running around church on Wednesday. I did. Maybe it was anticlimactic or whatever. Some of y'all weren't here Wednesday. And we'll share a little bit more of some of the same information. But some things have happened since Wednesday night. How many of y'all are familiar with some things that happened since Wednesday night about end times? Amen. Some of you guys. I want to share our difference. Me and Brother Pat was talking about this yesterday. Difference of our church and what we preach and what we teach, our church's difference. So you'll hear a lot of different messages at our church. You'll basically hear four different messages at our church. And my brother, Dr. Rogers, coined this years ago, comprehensive Christianity. Now you'll notice that most theology is polarized in our churches, which means either you this or you that. You can't be both. You know, politically, either you're an elephant or you're a donkey, right? So I think the donkeys are Democrats, I think the elephants are Republicans. You can't be both, and you can't be in between, you can't be liberal and conservative and all that. So I think in our churches that we've done that as well. And I think it has robbed the church of truth. I think it has robbed the church of the richness of God. First of all, how many of y'all know God is massive? How many of y'all know God is big? How many of y'all know God is eternal? Amen. I think I heard a preacher say a long time ago when I was a little boy, he said the reason that we'll spend eternity with God is because that's how long it's going to take us to learn about God. He's unsearchable. You can't learn everything there is about God. And so I think people have put God in these little boxes. I hate to say that, sounds like a cliche, but it is. And so, Jesus, you know, you'll see and the only reason I call his name because he's so prominent on the internet, you'll see a Geno Jennings, right? And he preaches separation. That's one of the things we preach, separation, right? But all the separation people, including one of my proteges, with EX Ministries and all that, they always preach separation. They always preach what's wrong with the world and what's wrong with this and that. However, when it comes to prosperity and faith and being healed and signs, wonders, and miracles, they don't preach on it. Because it's all about being holy, right? And then the people that preach prosperity and faith, they real light on holiness and separation. A lot of the people that preach that, they allow a lot of different stuff. But our church, our brand is Word of Faith. Everybody say Word of Faith. That's where we get the prosperity message. God wants us prosperous all through the Bible. God wants you healed. Somebody say amen. A lot of people haven't seen all of these at one time. But how many of y'all know you can be prosperous and you can be healed and you can be spirit-filled? Somebody say amen. So we believe in the gifts. We believe that people can be raised from the dead. We've seen people raised from the dead. We've seen all kind of miracles. All right. We believe in that, spirit-filled. So our brand is Word of Faith, spirit-filled, and separation. So you can be prosperous, you can be healed, you can have spiritual gifts and miracles, and not cheat on your wife. Yeah. and not go to freak out parties, and not be in pictures with Puff that. Like you can have it all. You don't have to sacrifice prosperity so you can be holy. Somebody say amen. So our brand over here is Word of Faith, Spirit filled, separation. Right? You're not gonna see me drinking no wine cooler on no picture. As a pastor, you're not gonna see me doing that. And then you're not gonna see me with off a picture doing it. I don't do it. Somebody say amen. Amen. You're not gonna hear me in the back room cussing. Somebody say amen. Amen. Cause I don't cuss. Generally speaking, I don't cuss. I don't cuss generally or specifically. And I stub my toe, ain't nothing coming out but ouch. Amen. Isn't that amazing? Isn't it amazing that you can be both prosperous, healed, right? Spirit-filled, and live right. You don't see them things coming together, do you? And then the last one is end times. That we are alert with what's going on in the end times, and we believe we're living in the end times. So we started a message on Wednesday called The Top Three Reasons I Believe Jesus Christ is Coming Back. And it was pretty good. If go up there Wednesday, there's no way you're going to get the full benefit of that message today, because we don't have time for it. But I'm going to kind of continue on from that because of some of the activity that just happened last night. All right. Why am I an end times preacher? Well, number one, my mama remembers this. When I got born again at the age of 6, started reading through the New Testament. The scriptures that stuck out to me had all to do with the end times. I was excited about Jesus Christ coming back. Since I was 6, I would tell people that I believe Jesus Christ is coming back. Is this true? Been talking about it since I was 6 years old. I believe God chose me to be a preacher of end times. If I'm your pastor is an end time pastor. Some people would say that I'm the African-American urban end time expert of the country. I don't disagree that I know a lot about it, because I've studied it my whole life. Since I was saved, I've had three notable visions about the end times. And I talk about them in my book, Rapture Revelation. Again, Vanessa, for this morning. If anybody wants that book, we'll get it to you. If you don't have the money, you can get it for free. Did anybody come get books Wednesday night? Okay. All right. So if you already got a book Wednesday night, now, black people, you see what I'm saying? Are we talking about getting one for my aunt? No, buy one for your aunt. Somebody say amen. Amen. All right. But I want you to get one, get a copy if you didn't get one. But the most recent was in 2021, December the 1st. December the 1st, 2021. I believe that was it. I had a vision. It was a night vision. Some people call it a dream, but it was more than a dream. And I saw the rapture happening. I knew it was happening. And yet, knowing myself as I am now, I didn't make the rapture. I was left behind, which totally freaked me out, because the vision seemed very real. And my first question in the dream was, okay, God, I've been preaching the gospel, I've been doing this, I ain't cheating on my wife, why was I left behind? And then the second question was, what was the difference between those that you took, I saw them going up, and those that you left? And so we explored that, and we wrote a whole book about it, and I want you to go get it. But there have been some things that have shaken me even more than that vision in recent days. I want to talk to you about it. So, once again, if you go on YouTube, you'll find 50 to 100 guys talking about how the rapture is a hoax and there is no rapture, y'all. I don't know what else to tell you, but don't listen to them people. Been studying this since I was six, and it's all throughout the Bible. It is included in the character of God, and we're going to show you in the scripture where we get the term rapture, because they're going to say rapture is not in the Bible, but the term harpazo is in the Bible. We've studied that out. Harpazo means to catch away or to be caught away. Let's look at 1 Thessalonians 4:16-18. Where do we get this whole idea that the church will be raptured? Now, for those of y'all who don't know, I want to break it down to new Christians, baby Christians, those who aren't familiar with this term. The rapture of the church will take place in a time when nobody's thinking about it. The Bible says that God, Jesus himself, will choose those people that are going to go with him, and some are going to be left. And we believe that it is the ready church, the all-in church, the real church, real believers. And we believe that in the end times, there's going to be two groups of believers. Those that are, how many of y'all know real leather and faux leather? I used to call it fox leather. My wife was like, that's faux. The X is not pronounceable, right? So how many of y'all ever had some faux leather? Start peeling this stuff? Yeah, faux leather. But how many of y'all ever had real leather? Okay. So the Bible teaches that in the end times, that there will be those that say that they're Christians, but they're not, and they're going to be those that are Christians. Then he said that they're going to be those that are lukewarm. We talked about that on Wednesday night. And I don't think, even in this room, we've gotten to a place now, if you went to work and somebody say, oh, she's an extreme Christian, most of y'all would be offended. They're extreme Christians. You know what they mean? That you're hot. Most people don't want to be labeled that. Oh, my God. They want them holy rollers. They want them, oh, my God. They want them church girls. They miss preacher. They miss Mr. Preach. How many of y'all would love to be labeled that? Don't put your hand up. You lying in church, some of y'all. If they labeled you that, you're like, oh, man, what? And then you start changing. Because now it's fashionable not to be hot. It's fashionable to be lukewarm. But God said in the end times, the lukewarm church, the lukewarm Christian, he said, I will spill you out of my mouth. He said, you make me nauseous. I will spill you out. That means you're out, not in. Are those people included in the rapture? He said, you're out. And I think that's the aim of most Christians, right? Not to be so heavenly minded, you're not no earthly good. Just to be a little warm. Not to be so extremely about God. Everybody nod your head if you know what I'm talking about. Isn't that the consensus? Isn't that the consensus now? Come on, somebody. I mean, I love the Lord, but I still cut the rug on a little Teddy P now. Or R. Kelly, 12 play. I can still do the Cupid Shuffle at the weddings. I still can drink a little bit and get down with everybody else. I'm not that saved. Oh, my God. Isn't that the fashion now? As a Christian, just to be, a little godly enough to talk about God. You know, like Country Wayne. Y'all know Country Wayne? He talked all about God, but then he explicit about sex. You know, just a little bit in between. And so we had a chapter, and I hope you get my book, called The In-Betweeners. Yeah. And y'all, I believe that we're living in a time of the lukewarm church, nothing but in-betweeners, nothing but wine cooler Christians, nothing but people who are not hot to God, not cold, they're just warm, they're just a little in between, and they feel like that's okay. Jesus said that the end times will be characterized by these people and that God will spew them out. Are we included in the rapture? I don't know. If he spill you out, that means you out. You're not in, you out. And then he tells them to always what? Repent. So this moment in time that's going to happen. Oh, I love preaching about this. Can y'all tell I love preaching about this? 1 Thessalonians 4:16, 18. You know, this clears up a lot of problems with people. Well, Pastor, 32 years, why you never treat them right? Okay, I love him this and that. But y'all, main reason, the rapture. I can't hear you. Pastor, why you don't smoke when you drink and go to John Legend concert like other pastors? Number one, the rapture. The Bible says he that has this hope purifies his lifestyle. If you actually believe in this stuff, it'll help you get right. Y'all know about get right? Yeah. Some of y'all grew up in the house where your mom and dad say, when I come back, it better be done. And then somebody say, mama coming. Do y'all know that straighten you up a little bit? I just got off the phone with mama. You know, mamas and daddies, the reason why you got them calls from us when you was at work, you probably didn't know. You just thought we just wanted to check on you. We just wanted to know when y'all was coming home. So we know how much time we had. I just got off the phone with mama. She on the way. Y'all know that straighten people up? I can't hear nobody. Well, Jesus is on the way. Jesus is on the way. Shouldn't that straighten us up a little bit? Let's get to the event. What is going to happen? Y'all, on a faithful day, it's going to be a day just like every other day. Now see, we've seen glimpses of this. Y'all remember Hurricane Harvey, August 26, 2017? I remember me and my son. We thought it was a hoax. We thought it was, man, then they got everybody all riled up about this hurricane, and we was driving. We was looking up in the sky. Man, the sun is out. You remember this, Rondi? They said the sun is out. Man, there ain't gonna be no hurricane. Man, they tripping. I remember we was talking, and wasn't nobody on the freeway but us. We was the only fools out there. You remember that, Randy? Well, nobody out there. It's like a ghost town. Everybody already got their groceries. I don't know where we was going. You're like, man, ain't gonna be, man. Do you know in less than 24 hours, we lost our home and all our cars? Whether you believe it or not, it's gonna happen. And the Bible says it's going to be a day just like any other regular day. It can happen today. What's going to happen? It say the Lord himself is going to descend from heaven with a shout. I love that. He's not sending the representative. It say the Lord himself, he come. Somebody say amen. Amen. The Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel and with the trump of God. And here's the first thing going to happen. Y'all, it's so crazy, so fantastic, it's unbelievable. The Bible says the dead in Christ are going to rise first. That means everybody at a funeral home, mausoleum, cemetery, a graveyard, they're going to get up and they're going to rise first. Then the second thing it says, and we who are alive, my God, we who are alive shall be called together with them, who is them? The dead in Christ came out the graveyard. We're going to be called together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord. Now, you may be sitting there, even as a Christian, you're supposed to be a believer. You're an unbelieving believer. How is this going to ever happen? I don't really believe this. And if you don't guess what? You're going to be here. But y'all, it's going to happen. Whether me and my son believed that there was going to be a Hurricane Harvey or not. And it was. And we lost everything. It didn't stop it from coming. Somebody say amen. Y'all remember Hurricane Katrina? They told all them people, they didn't believe. It still came, didn't it? Come on, somebody. What about Noah? You think Noah's out there preaching that there's going to be a flood? Do you know historically that they have traced that there was a flood? Whether you believe it or not, that there was a historic flood that happened like the Bible said it? Archaeology, y'all. Y'all, if you go to the Grand Canyon, do you see the sediment and all the fossil record? They said it could have only happened in a rapid flood. If you go to Kentucky with us next year, Alice, let's get on that. I really want to do that. If you go to Kentucky with us next year and see the replica of the Ark, they got all that information up there. It was crazy. So informative. But y'all, whether or not you believe it or not, it's going to happen. And here's how we know. Remember, how do you know if God's working with a man of God? Signs and wonders. We serve a God of signs. We serve a God that gives signs. The God of 2024, the true and living God, if he's going to get our attention, what is he going to do? He's going to give us what? Signs. Jesus said, you'll look up, no, look and see the signs of the time. And didn't he say that? How you know when it's going to be fall, autumn? How do you know? Well, on the eastern coast, right, our season all messed up, the leaves start falling. Yeah? Gets a little cooler. How do you know when it's summertime coming? Starts to get what? You turn up that AC. So there's signs of the coming of Jesus Christ. All right? So it says, then we that our lives and remain shall be caught up. That's that word that we get the word rapture, harpazo, for we shall be caught up together to meet them in the clouds. So somebody say the rapture ain't right. It's right there. Yes, it is. Yeah, it's biblical. The Bible talks about it. Somebody say amen. Amen. So look at Matthew 24 and 40. I got to speed up. Did y'all start? Y'all didn't start my clock. My gosh. That's why I'm going long. They didn't start my clock, y'all. I'm sorry. All right. Matthew 24 and 40. Y'all were so mesmerized, caught up by the, I know. Then two shall be in the field. One shall be taken, one shall be left. Two will be at work, stand at the water cooler. One will be taken, one will be left. Two will be standing in line at Chick-fil-A. One will be taken, one will be left. That's all it's saying. Listen to what it says. Two women shall be grinding at the mill. One shall be taken, one shall be left. Amen. Every time I read that, I think of 2024, that has a whole other connotation. Two women grinding at the mill. Lord have mercy. But this is back in the day when they ground grain at the mill. That's what it's talking about. Now we got a lot of young people in here. So they'll be grinding, they'll be working at the mill, one will be taken, and one will be left. Watch therefore, you know not the day nor the hour when the Son of Man shall come. Now look at 1 Corinthians 10:32. So the title of this message is Who Goes and Who Stays? Who goes and who stays? There are only three types of people on the planet. Thank you, my man. Only three. And I want you to see this. I talk about this scripture so much because it explains so much. I'm a this, I'm a that, we this, we that. Jesus was black. All this, listen, there's only three kind of people God recognized on earth. Number one, the Jews. The Jews was the bloodline started by Abraham, okay? Number two, the Gentiles. And number three, the Church of the Living God. Here's the scripture. 1 Corinthians 10:32. Give none offense neither to the Jews, Gentiles, Church of God. Those are the only three groups of people that God recognizes. There are only three groups in the earth right now. The Jews, the Gentiles, Church of God. And there's great activity going on with all three groups right now. Y'all, as of last night, Iran launched over 200 missiles at Israel. Now, y'all, I know some of y'all, all y'all worried about is whether P. Diddy going to jail or something like that. Y'all, listen, I'm telling you, there's some bigger fish frying in the world. And I'm telling you, it means a whole lot to this country. Because I'm telling you, if Iran would shoot missiles toward Israel, they would shoot missiles toward the U.S. I want y'all to understand how dangerous these times just got last night. All right? So we're headed to World War III in a few minutes because Iran has Russia as an ally, China as an ally, all this stuff. So it's leading to that ultimate war of Armageddon, all of that. So the Jews are under attack. What's going on with the Gentiles? Well, the Gentiles are being exposed and demoted right now. Everything, all the industries, all the kingdoms, everything's on the decline. All the cities that used to be like New York City, that's on the decline. Is this true? San Francisco, oh my God. They said that the hypodermic needles, poop in the streets. So you can't even go anywhere downtown. LA, same thing. All of the major cities in our nation are on rapid decline because George Soros funded all these DAs. These DAs are not charging criminals. They're letting them out no matter what they're doing. They cast his bail, all that kind of stuff. So y'all, our country's in a decline, smashing grabs. Corporations are closing. Family Dollar's closing, Dollar General's closing, Walgreens is closing in a lot of areas. Y'all, our commerce, our economy, inflation is up, gas is up, oil prices are up, and y'all, the crime is up everywhere. And we are on a decline, and all of the things that we trusted in, all of our institutions are coming up corrupt, right? All of the music industry, everybody's outing everybody. The comedians are outing all the comedians. All the directors and people in Hollywood are being outed. And y'all, it's the Gentiles are being exposed and demoted because the time of the Gentiles is almost what? I preached a message about that. The Bible talks about when the time of the Gentiles is up, then we're going to head into the Armageddon, which will trigger all these end time events, including what we believe is the rapture. The Jews, what's going on with them? Y'all, this is the most anti-Semitic time. Anti-Semitic means against the Jews. Jews are under attack. The Gentiles are being exposed and demoted. And what's going on with the church? The church is being purged and, I believe, revived. Somebody say amen. Amen. Luke 21 and 20. But when you see Jerusalem surrounded, this is in the Amplified, by hostile armies, then understand with confident assurance that her complete destruction is near. So y'all, we never had another time in history right now. Jerusalem is being attacked. Israel is being attacked. Hamas just attacked them. Hezbollah has been attacking them. Now Iran has just openly defied and defied our president. He said, don't do it. They did it, right? And they did it yesterday, last night. And so, y'all, hold on to your seat. Those of y'all who are in reserves, you got people in the military, people may be being deployed. It's all kind of things that are happening right now under our nose. Somebody say amen. All right, now, on Wednesday night, we shared this, and Monday, I was as baffled as most people, like, what's the big deal about this total eclipse, How many of y'all heard about the total eclipse on Monday? Anybody heard about it? Okay. I was like, what's the big deal, And, white people, Hispanic, other people, they was out there with their binoculars and cameras and their glasses, and they bought glasses, and they had their popcorn. I was like, what in the world is the big deal? People flew in from other places to go see this total eclipse. So I said, God, if this is significant, I'm an end time God, show me what's going on. All right? Don't have time to recap it. Go watch it on Wednesday. So, Alex, pull up the slide with all seven of those cities. So the eclipse started in Lower Texas. I mean, in America it did. I think they saw a little bit of it in Mexico. But in America, it started in a city called Jonah, Texas. Jonah, Texas. And then it went through to these other seven cities called Nineveh in America. What I got to do? I got to do three backflips before y'all impress. The eclipse that happened on Monday, it starts in Jonah, and it goes through seven cities called Nineveh. Nineveh, Texas, Nineveh, Missouri, Nineveh, Indiana, Nineveh, Ohio, Nineveh, Pennsylvania, Nineveh, Virginia, and Nineveh, New York. Now, I know it happened because USA Today, they did an article trying to debunk it, and they said, well, the Eclipse 2024 organization lists that it was only two cities named Nineveh that saw the total eclipse. The other ones only saw a partial eclipse. Y'all, it don't matter. The seven cities in America named Nineveh, the eclipse passed right through it. Now, some of y'all don't know the Bible. You don't know the significance of it. But Jonah was sent to Nineveh, which was an unrighteous city. God was going to destroy it. Jonah went and preached what? Repentance. They repented and stopped the destruction of their city. Somebody say amen. Amen. Of which we found out he was preaching during the total eclipse as well. So then we found out toward the end that the path of the eclipse also went into a city called Rapture, Indiana. Put that slide up. Rapture, Indiana. What does this mean? So y'all, nobody in America, no Christian, will be able to miss the rapture and say, hey, I didn't know, there was no signs. Y'all, God is giving us signs, as me and my brother would say, like a mug. Somebody say amen. Amen. He's talking to us. Now, y'all, you need to get saved if going through Jonah, Texas, and then seven cities named Nineveh don't move you. That don't mean that. What do it mean? Y'all, I believe the rapture is closer than we think. Somebody say amen. Amen. I wish I could hear amen one time. Amen. So Mark 13 and 35 says this. What do we do? We watch ye therefore. You know not when the master of the house comes, or at midnight, or at the cock crowing, or in the morning, lest coming suddenly he find you sleeping. Wonder what's going to happen if he find you sleeping. I believe you left behind. Now y'all, in that vision I had, Jesus. I'm gonna tell you right now, you don't want to be left down here. There's a couple of reasons why you don't want to be left. Number one, all the saved Christian people with power, praying power, know how to change stuff, stop stuff, they're going to be gone. They're going to be gone. All the real good people in America and in the world, they're going to be gone. All the people that want to, you know, run into buildings to help people when it's on fire, they're going to be gone. All the organizations that show up at crises like the hurricanes and stuff, Samaritan Purse and Red Cross, all them Christian organizations, a lot of them people going to be gone. And we're going to be left down here with all the evil, all the destruction, all the things that are going to be happening. Y'all remember COVID? Y'all remember how it felt? It's going to feel like that times 100. The loneliness, the isolation, the evil, the manipulation, knowing that people are manipulating and doing stuff and you can't control it. Y'all, that is what it's going to be when Jesus Christ comes back. So that's why he says, this is Jesus. He's warning us. He's saying, be watchful. Come on, somebody. He said, you don't know when he's coming. In the evening, in the midnight, or in the morning, at the cock crowing. You know, I drove up here early this morning. I was up here about 6 something. And when I came in the gate, I heard roosters crowing. Yeah, we don't know. We don't know when he's coming. But he says, lest come and suddenly I find you sleeping. I think many in the church are sleeping. Even as I preach this message, I'm looking around, some of y'all sleeping. Not saying that you watch. Luke 21:34, and take heed to yourself, lest at any time your heart is overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness. You know, surfeiting is talking about wild parties and orgies and stuff. Freak off parties, we ain't heard nothing about that lately. Drunkenness, the cares of this life, so that day come upon you unawares. Why do people drink? Why they get high? To anesthetize. To forget about everything. Listen. Matthew 24:42. It says, watch therefore, you know not the hour when the Son of Man cometh. But know this, if the good man of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched. And he would not have allowed his house to be broken up. That's all I got for you this morning. That's all I got for you. But I believe that we're living in those times. I can't tell you how significant Monday's eclipse was. And I was an unbeliever. I was like, whatever, what's all this? But God showed me the path. He said, oh, let me show you. Jesus told, and if you go back and listen to Wednesday, he told them they were looking for a sign. He said, there's no other sign I'm going to send you except for the sign of Jonah. That's what he said. He said, you're a wicked and adulterous generation. And I believe, y'all, I'm not talking about the LGBTQ. I'm not talking about all the gangs and the dope dealers out there. I'm talking about in here. I'm talking about the church. I think people in the church that's supposed to be saving Christians, I think we've become a wicked and an adulterous generation of Christians. I think we mix the gods that we serve. I think there are Christians that burn sage, which is witchcraft. There are Christians that read the horoscopes, which is witchcraft. There are Christians that wear crystals and worship all these other gods, which is idolatry. There are Christians that love God, but I smoke weed. That's called sorcery in the Bible. Time you see sorcery, that's drug use. I think there's Christians that live with their boyfriend and their girlfriends. I think that there are Christians who are married but got a side piece. I think that there are Christians who have a consenting cheating relationship with their spouse and they are polyamorous. We got all kind of stuff in the church that's not right. And I think there are a lot of people that aren't ready for the coming of Christ. Now y'all, if I can't move you by what I just showed you that happened Monday, let's recap. It starts in Jonah, Texas. It continues on through these 7 cities called Nineveh. And then one of those cities along the way toward the end is Rapture, Indiana. The eclipse in 2017 had none of those cities. So I want to say, what would God be saying? Here's another scripture just for your amusement. If you can find this in the message, find it. Psalms 19:1. It talks about us as Christians. You don't have to be a stargazer. You don't have to be none. But God said, God said that the heavens would talk. Let's go to Psalms 19. Are you there? It says, God's glory is on tour in the skies. God crafts an exhibit across the horizon. He's talking about the sun and the moon. Madam Day holds classes every morning. Professor Knight lectures each evening. Keep going. Their words aren't heard. Their voices aren't recorded. But their silence fills the earth. Unspoken truth is spoken everywhere. God makes a huge dome for the sun, solar eclipse, a superdome. The morning's suns, a new husband leaping from his honeymoon bed. The daybreak sun, an athlete racing to the tape. So he's saying basically that those elements in the sky are always talking. And I think Monday it spoke. I think that was a launch of new events. And then by Saturday night, Iran is attacking Israel. Y'all, that is huge. Never before in our lifetime has this happened. Y'all, they got video of the missiles coming over. Go look at it. So y'all, it's going to be on like a pot of net bones. That stuff is getting ready to start happening. And we need to be alert. Church needs to be ready. Every head bowed, every eye closed.